Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talks Daf, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Gemara Rosh Hashanah 29, just a couple of days left here, a week or so left in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Let's see what we can learn on Rosh Hashanah 29. Rav Ashi said, when we were at Rav Puppy's house here on 29B, he would recite Kiddush for us. And when afterwards his sharecroppers would come in from outside, he would recite Kiddush for them. The sharecroppers had finished their work late Friday afternoon. He had entered the house after nightfall. Although he had already recited Kiddush for himself and Rav Ashi's party, he would recite it again for the workers. So one can recite another for another, the enjoyment blessing for wine, and by extension, the enjoyment blessing for matzah, as the notes point out. The Gemara then goes on to say, the rabbis taught in a brisa, a person may not break off a piece of bread for guests unless he's eating with them. Make sure when you make the blessing, the notes point out, to be generous with the portions. The host cannot recite it for guests if he himself is not obligated to do so, in terms of doing the bracha an hamotzi, of breaking the bread. However, he may break bread for his children and other young members of his household. He may do so for young children from other families whom he is not obligated to train. Certainly for his own children, the notes point out. Why? In order to train them in the performance of the commandments, in order to make them understand and learn from the commandments. We want to make them understand and learn how to really be trained in the Judaic way in Torah and mitzvos, as the Aruch HaNer and the notes point out. And concerning Halal and Megillah, even though one has fulfilled his own obligation, he can discharge the obligations of others. Although Halal and Megillah recitals are only rabbinically ordained, they are absolute obligations. For that reason, one may recite them for others, even though he has already performed the mitzvah, as the Yom Teruah points out. Meaning, it's so important to teach those in our life, especially our children, and to take care of those around us, other people around us. Even if you already did X or Y, and even if you already daven, it's still good to daven with your kids. It's still good to make kiddush for your kids and to make hamotzi for your kids and train them. Chinuch starts very young, even though some opinions say 3 or 6 or 9. Obviously, 13, they're fully obligated, but you're supposed to start way before that to get the kids involved, to understand. That's why the whole idea of Pesach and the Seder is really geared around the kids. Last year, we actually did a Seder with the kids one of the nights and got them involved. It was very interesting, very fascinating. But really, we should get people involved. We should get the kids involved. He's allowed to do so again, the Gemara points out, for the members of his household in order to train them in the performance of the commandments. What can we do to train them involved in mitzvahs? That's why very often recently I started bringing my sons to shul with me, even though they really can't sit for so long. They're only 4 and 6, but at least they could come and sit a little bit of davening and see that men come together and daven to Hashem. Yeah, there's a playground next to the tent, and if they don't make so much noise, it's good and it's okay. And they could play a little bit, but also bringing them with you to shul a little bit. Some people drop them off in groups and the kids have no interaction with the shul. I know when I was a kid growing up, I was actually brought to shul and I had one little car and I would sit for 2 hours to be involved in the davening. Some parents don't even want to bring their kids. Granted, they don't want them to disturb others, but that means the entire time, some shuls have groups the entire time of davening. The kids have no exposure to davening, no involvement with davening, which is not so good. Maybe they should have a little bit of involvement in davening. Chinuch starts at a very young age. There were sages whose parents would bring them to the Beis Medrash when they were a tiny baby, a newborn or an infant, in the stroller or carriage, whatever they had back then, just to hear the sounds of the Beis Medrash in order to train them in the commandments, in order for them to learn Hakel, the whole idea of every 7 years, the whole family coming, all the Jews coming to hear the king read from the Torah. It was incumbent that everyone bring everyone, even the tiny babies, even though they might disturb. Why? In order to give merit to the parents and for the children just to hear the sweet sounds of Torah. So from a young age, as the Gemara points out, even to repeat brachos or whatnot, it's to train children the performance of the commandments. What can we do to train our kids around us to be involved in the commandments in a wonderful Judaic way of life, in the wonderful Jewish way of life, in Torah mitzvos and chesed in our days. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 30 here on the TTD.